God is good.
All the time.
And all the time?
God is good.
That's the way Webb Belangia, the minister at Trinity Methodist, gathered all of us each day as we were having our prayer time or our blessing time or whatever time it was. There were 90 of us there, so as you can imagine, it took a lot to get 90 jibber-jabbering mouths quiet. So that's how he began our day. And as I was thinking about what I would say today, I thought, wow, what a great message. God is good. And that's the reason we're sent to Salkehatchee, to show God's goodness. We were provided wonderful weather all throughout the week. My daughter has been to Salkehatchee for years, and she kept saying, Dad, you better get her outside. She doesn't sweat. You know she doesn't sweat, and it's hot down there. So I did sweat, I promise. I had proof, I think, on one of the pictures there that I did sweat. We were safe all throughout the week. If you can imagine, there were 14-year-olds on up to older than me, using tools, power tools, and no one was hurt. Nope. We came back with all fingers and all toes, so we were very blessed with that. The site that I worked on, site two, we were told before we went, please lock up your tools, make sure that you don't leave anything out unattended, because a crack house was beside the house we worked on. And all week long, we had no problems. We had all Greg's tools were back in Greenwood, safe and sound, so we didn't have any problems with that. And you think about all the homes. There were 8 homes that we worked on, as some of the people have already said, and all of those homes were completed. And if you could have seen the houses in the beginning, we trashed them before we got them back together. And had I been the homeowner and all those kids in my house, especially Miranda Stockman and her paintbrush. Miranda's a wonderful girl. Her painting abilities, however, are lacking a bit. But she's great with the tools and the hammers and all of that. So their homes were all complete by 9 o'clock on Friday night. I think Kathy and Jimmy's site finally returned with the completed home. So we were pleased for God for that. We had wonderful food there all week long, too. We had a little corner in the fellowship hall that I called the Table of Sin, because it had food, every food that you can imagine. If you've ever had Barbara Shelley's chocolate cakes, well, they had chocolate cakes, numerous ones there, and caramel cakes just like that, and they were fabulous. So we were blessed with good food all week long. Each night, we had a service in the sanctuary, and we all had to attend. And the focus for the week was 5 places that God promises to be with us. And I just wanted to share a few of those with you today. One place that God promises to be with us is when 2 or more are gathered in His name. And on our site, we had 9, well, we started with 11, but 2 got sick and went home, and we ended up with 9 people. And the relationships that we built with those people was just awesome. Greg talked last year about going and working with Miranda in particular, was on his site last year, and he said, you know, I've seen these kids growing up all of the years, and, you know, you just see they're just little ratty kids running around. You don't really build a relationship with them. But during Salkehatchee, you do. You build a relationship with them, and you learn to love them and cherish them and see what great kids they really are. I think a lot of times we hear the negative about teenagers, but when you're at Salkehatchee, you see the wonderful parts of those kids. They're great. They work together, they get the job done, and it's just an awesome experience to get to be with Him. Another place that we learned that God promises to be with us is when we're in the Word. And each day on the sites, we have a devotion with the homeowner, and we were fortunate in that our homeowner was there with us every day, although he did have a job. And he was with us every day, and we said a devotion and got to pray with him, and we began to realize as we built that relationship with him how much he appreciated us being there. One of the guys on our team, we had a little bit of money to use on the home, and one of the guys on our team had a suggestion. He said, Miss Seeley, I've got a great idea. He said, let's get his name was Charles Lott, but we called him Stump Knocker. That was his nickname, and he wanted to go by Stump Knocker. So let's get Mr. Knocker a Bible. So we did. We got a Bible, and everybody signed it and wrote a Bible verse in it, and I think it really meant a lot to him. So we were in the Word every day. And the last place I want to talk about is that God is with us with the least of these. And all of the homes that we were in during the week down in Bamberg, the people were so needy and so appreciative of everything that we did. This gentleman whose home we worked on, he had just junk. We would call it junk that you get at the yard sale. But all that stuff was so valuable to him. And even on the first day after we worked on his home and removed all of the stuff from his home and pulled it out to the road for the city to pick up, he, when we got there on Tuesday morning, he had all drug it all back up and kept it and had nice little piles of junk. But he cherished that. That was his stuff, and he cherished it. And I guess he was just proud. Well, we knew he was proud, and he was pleased for us to be there, because every day when we came after leaving his home a mess on the night before, when we got back the next day, the porch was just swept nicely, and he had a napkin holder with the Bible verse on it, and he had that and a little frog just nicely sitting on his front porch every morning when we got there, so we could see his pride. But as my first year at Salkehatchie, I would encourage any of you to go if you have the opportunity. It's a wonderful opportunity and something that you'll cherish from now on. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Colby Tharp. This is my fourth Salkehatchie at Bamberg. And as usual, I had a blast. It was great. First thing I want to say was I was on site 7, and that was the best site, just to let y'all know. Yeah. Wesley Runyon was on site with me. He's back there. But to tell you the truth, on Saturday when we toured the sites, I wanted to be on site 8. That's where I wanted to be. I felt like God was calling me there. But whenever we wanted to choose sites, we sat down at tables. I sat down at the table that was assigned site 8, and there was at least 10 other people there. So I was, and then the table next to me, site 7, it had like 3 people there. And then I felt that God wanted me to go to site 7, which now I'm very glad that I did. It was a very good experience. We were blessed to only have one rookie with us. The rest of us were have came before. The first thing I'm going to do is tell you about the house. We had a trailer that didn't have a porch. That to get into the trailer, you had to step up stairs that were made of cinder blocks, and that was hard for me to do the first time I did it. So I knew it was hard for our site owner. She, Miss Glovern, she is overweight and has diabetes, and then she has a nurse that comes in every day to check on her. But she was so thrilled and happy for us to be there working on her house, and I was happy to be working for her too. More about the house. Her bedroom is pretty bad. Was pretty bad. The bed, it was sunken into the floor. The only thing that was holding the bed up was carpet that was stapled into the floor. The floor joists were gone, so the only thing that was holding up the bed was carpet, and she slept in that bed, and she was scared every night that she was going to fall through. And then on the outside of the house, there was no underpinning anywhere, like around the house, so she wanted to get that fixed. More about Miss Glover, and she was so happy for us to be there. And then on Thursday, we were telling her that we were working and we didn't have much time. And she thought that we were going to be there for a couple weeks, like 3 or 4. But we told her that we were leaving the next day. We were leaving on Friday with all our work done. And then she started tearing up because she didn't want us to leave. And we didn't want to leave her either. And then on Saturday, when we toured the houses, she cried again because she didn't want us to leave. And she saw all the other Salkehatchie members coming to view her now beautiful home. There was, I think, let me think, hold on, 8 people on our site, and one of them was Mr. Ray. He lives in Bamberg, so he's local, and he knows the city pretty well. He works for, he builds houses for a living, and he's really good at his job, let me tell you. We couldn't have finished without him. Oh, we didn't finish yet. But more about him. He, after we left, on one of our site leaders, Tommy Snipes, he was a great guy too. He knew what he was doing. After we got back, Tommy Facebooked me, and he said that Mr. Ray had installed an air conditioning unit and a heating unit for our site after we'd already left. So he's still continuing to work on that house right now, and he also got a price for the underpainting, because we didn't get a chance to do that because we were focused on the floor of the house and building the porch. We built two porches, and let me tell you, they're the best porches you've ever seen. Wesley can vouch for that. But he got a price for the underpinning, and he's going to put that up for us after we've already left. It's been 2 weeks since, or 1 week since Salt Catch has been over, and he's still working on that site. We were, our site was very blessed to have Ray on our site, and I was very blessed to be on site 7. I was going to leave you with a scripture. This is a verse from Psalm. We did a devotion each. A different person did a devotion each morning, and whenever I did it, this is the verse I chose. I forgot what it was. It was Psalm. It's from Psalm. Idle hands make a man poor, but diligent hands bring riches. So I think that goes along with Salt Catch very well. That's all.
Good morning. My name is Debbie Tharp, and I don't know where to put this. this was my first year at Salkehatchee also. All three of my boys had gone previously, and I felt like it was my turn this year to go. I was able to go 2 weeks before camp started as an adult to go visit the sites and kind of choose which one. There were 8 sites, and I realized that there were 2 of them that I didn't want to be on. And then there was one that I kind of felt like there was a calling for, and I felt like I could help there. So Lane Wiedemann and I were on the same site together. We were both rookies, and we kind of wanted to stick together. And then we were also blessed to be on site with David and Peggy Enzer. So we had 4 adults there. And David Enzer had been like 12 years prior to this one. And he is an engineer with Santee Cooper, and his wife Peggy makes cabinets and installs them. So they had a trailer full of any imaginable tool that you could think of. I cannot imagine being on a site and not having the tools that they had. It made our work a lot easier. And I kept remembering that when we were supposed to go, that the adults are supposed to help, you know, teach also. We're in a teaching mode. And Emily Wiedemann was on our site also, and so was Dwayne Enzer, who are our young adults. And they actually taught us more than what we probably taught some of the others that were there. So it was good to have Emily there too. When we went and visited site number 5, our first day as a group, we did notice that our site owner, Ms. Hightower, didn't appear to have very much faith or hope. She didn't really take care of her house. She and one of her sons, who was probably in his 20s, very large, probably over 300-pound man, lived there. And you could tell that the porch was falling apart, the screen had fallen off, they had put in plastic up and tried to make do. They only had probably 1 electrical outlet in each room. This was an old house, 1 floor, 10-foot ceilings, that kind of thing. And they didn't have a kitchen that worked. They had no hot water. They were cooking off of a little hot plate. And when we came there, they were very quiet. And every morning we'd start with a devotion. So I was thinking, well, we got to get these people where we get to know them. So every morning I'd call them down and they'd come join us in our circle and have devotion. And when we'd have our prayer, we'd always hold hands together. So we included them in that every day of the week. We gutted out the entire kitchen, and I mean entire kitchen. We took everything out, floor, everything. We were standing on the dirt. And while we were doing that, there were other people. David was putting an entire electrical system in the house. This is the box outside, the box inside, more outlets in each room, lights where they could have light in the ceilings. Then there were people outside scraping paint off. I mean, everybody was busy the entire time. We had 10 of us on the site, and like I said, 4 adults, 2 young adults, and then 4 other high school kids. We never had to ask the children, the youth, to do anything more than once. And sometimes you didn't even have to ask them. They were just constantly doing things, looking for something to do. And we worked very well as a group, didn't have any conflicts. David got the electrical system put in by Thursday, late Thursday, early Friday, so he was working on that all week. Dwayne, his son, ended up putting new floor joists, flooring, luan in the kitchen. We ended up getting them a new oven stove unit, a new hot water heater. We got them an air conditioning unit to go in her bedroom, and we painted the entire outside. We had a pressure washer to get all the paint off and scraped, and then repainted it. And we painted 2 rooms on the inside. And like I said, that 10-foot ceiling, when you walk into that room, and then there's, you know, it's really dark. We painted it a light color. We had a new light come down with a chandelier. And when the power went on that day, it was just awesome to see that room light up. It was like the rays of God coming from heaven to brighten up that house. And at the end of the week, when we all were together going to say goodbye to her, let me back up just one second. I had Wednesday was my MWM. It was my midweek meltdown. And you think at the time you have signed up to do all this stuff, and you think, oh, my gosh, am I going to get it ready? Are we going to finish? And there was always something that you could find to do. I mean, I kept wanting to do more, and everybody kept saying, we're only here a week. You've got to do it Sockahatchee good because it's better than what they had. And I talked to my middle son, Mackenzie, midweek, and I was in tears, and I was telling him, I just don't know if we're going to get it all done. We're working so hard. And then he said, but Mom, you know, you work so hard, but then you come back to the church, and you all meet in the sanctuary together, and you have time to glorify God. And that's what made me realize that, you know, what's so awesome is that you do all this work, you don't realize you're doing it, and then you come into the house of God and you're worshiping with all these 90 plus people and just praising God and glorifying Him, and it just all comes together. And then Friday, when we were leaving the site, I went up to give Miss Hightower a hug goodbye, and her son had helped us a lot, because we had had 2 situations where, well, they were scary to me, but the young people, they just bounce back. Emily was on the roof one day, and she stepped on a soft piece of wood, and her foot just went all the way through, and we thought she was going to go down. And then Matthew, with this other fellow, was up on the roof putting cool seal on the tin roof, and got to an area where it was wet, and he started sliding and he couldn't stop. And Larry, the son of the homeowner, big fella, gets up there and, you know, just puts his hands up and stops him from falling. So we had 2 near case scenarios where God was watching over us. And they, towards the end of the week, started helping us out a lot. You know, they would help us carry things into the house. But then when I gave Miss Hightower some of the Christmas in July special items, and we were hugging her goodbye, I hugged her neck and told her that we loved her, and she actually said, well, I love y'all too. And then we came back the next day after we left to let everybody see it. And she had already fixed the place up. She had painted the inside of a door that we didn't get. She had hung all her stuff in there. And it just, then you knew the pride was there and the hope and the faith. And it's like, you know, these people really have to have a lot of courage to give their homes up to us, strangers that they don't know. And we did fix their house up. And I think I'm one of those scenarios where they always tell you to make your children go the first year, because then they'll go back many years after that. Like I said, Colby was on his fourth year. I think Mackenzie went 6 years. And I think now I fit into that scenario where I went my first year because I just felt like I had this inner urge. It was my turn, and now I'm ready to go back next year. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Randa Stockman. This is my fourth year participating in Salkehatchee, and every year God never ceases to amaze me with what he can do. It's different every year, but I come back just as wowed every year. The home that we worked on was actually pretty different from anything I'd ever done before. It was one of the nicer homes I'd worked on. We replaced siding that had rotten out, put new siding up and new window. We gave him an AC unit. We fixed up taped plumbing, and built a porch, redid the ceiling, and we painted a lot. As Seeley told you, I was nicknamed Master Disaster for my lovely painting job. So don't call me if you want paint, because that's not a good idea. All these things are important when you're working on a house, is giving these homeowners what they ask for. But the most important part and most rewarding part to me is getting to know the homeowner. We worked on a older gentleman's house. His name was Charles Lott, as Seeley said, but everybody called him Stump Knocker, so we called him Mr. Knocker. But he had just a ton of stuff, and everything had a story to go along with it that was usually at least 15 minutes long. And when he was gone with that, he'd come back with something else and be like, hey, let me tell you about this. And we're like, okay. So we listened to all his many stories about his stuff, and it just showed me how much we would come back the next day, and he would have mopped and swept and put his little decorations out on the porch, his little frog and his plant he'd hang up on the porch that we had been working on. And I was like, we're not done. We're getting ready to just mess it up again. You know, why are you wasting this time to clean up? But then it reminded me that this is his home, and this is what he takes pride in, and this is what he truly cares about. And he was trying to learn all of our names during the week, and I told him, I said, well, my name's Miranda, and he said, oh, I have a stepdaughter or something named Miranda, and I was like, oh, that's cool. So he would go up to everybody and ask your name or whatever. He had a picture of his Miranda that he showed me about 15 times, and I was like, okay, thank you. But his reaction was really encouraging to us. He would, we were standing out there one day because we were waiting on Mr. Greg and Mr. Kevin to get back, and we didn't really know what to do, so we were just kind of sitting there, and he said, well, do y'all want me to pray for you? And we said, okay. So he comes over there, and we all hold hands, and he just says, thank you, God, for putting these people here. Amen. Short and sweet, but it made me realize how big of a difference we are making in his life. And he went out and bought us popsicles. He forgot to freeze them, but he had them if we wanted them. And building relationships is certainly the most important part of Salkehatchee, because we realize that the stuff that we do is not going to last forever, and you know, could be messed up because we're doing it. But what really does last is the hope that we give to these people and the love that we show them, and we hope that we inspire them as much as they inspired us.